having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, you must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my Shebaka. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an emissary. You were sent as an occupational troop to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to bear on the earth.
All right, if you notice, all the third services, I'll be talking about the triumph of praise and rejoicing. Amen. We talked about it briefly. So it's a little off. Amen. So that it can give us what we need to use to enter into. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. The triumph of praise and rejoicing. I shared briefly about it last week. So let me just go in and say a few things. We'll also complete that next week, Sunday. Hallelujah. Now, things are happening. Oh. Things are happening. God is visiting us. I truly see lifting power. Embargoes removed. Limitations crushed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, just so you know, you're in third service. I'll do meet and greet after third service. You're a member of church. We've never met. We've never talked. After third service, I'll be out for us to meet and talk. Hallelujah. So I look forward to seeing you. Hallelujah. For those I've never met. Amen. All right. Now, we've been talking about the triumphant church. And in the third service, we're focusing on praise and rejoicing. Glory to God. All right. Rejoicing for us as believers is not just an excitement from the body, okay? It's not just an excitement from our emotions. It's something that comes from our spirit. Are you here? It's something that flows from our spirit. Glory to God. And that is what it is. When in Galatians 5, when Paul was talking about the fruit of the Spirit, he says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Can you remember? Gentleness, peace, kindness, patience, long-suffering, and all that. Glory to God. They say the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of the Spirit. That means that seed of eternal life planted in our spirit produces fruits. The fruit of the Spirit, King James may have written capital S. It doesn't matter. You see, the Greek word is the same, is pneuma. You have to look at the context to understand whether it's talking about the Spirit of God or your human spirit. Amen. The Bible calls God the Father of Spirits. In Hebrews chapter 10, he calls him the Father of Spirits. That's remarkable. He calls God the Father of Spirits. The Father of Spirits. That means from God all spirit flows, because God is a spirit. Hallelujah. Remember, John chapter 4, it says God is a spirit. So, man is also a spirit, because man came from God. There are other spirit beings, okay? We have angels, demons, other invisible beings, and other creatures. When you read about the 24 elders, okay, before the throne of God, they are not angels, amen? The Bible doesn't call them angels. Glory to God. They are beings, and they are spirit beings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you have to understand the context to know what kind of spirit he's talking about. He says the fruit of the Spirit is love. So in that context, what do you think he's talking about? The fruit of your recreated human spirit. Hallelujah. The fruit of your recreated human spirit. That spirit has been impacted with eternal life. So he says the fruit of the Spirit, meaning the results, the outflowing. What are fruits? Fruits are results. Amen. What are fruits? Fruits are outputs. Glory to God. That's what fruit is. So it says the fruit of the Spirit is love. You can see that. That means love doesn't come from your emotions. Love can affect your emotions, but it doesn't come from your emotions. Amen. Now, that's one of the big mistakes this generation is making, thinking that love is all emotional. And then they get married and then get shocked. They were not psychologically prepared for getting married. Amen. They thought the butterfly will last forever. Amen. And they figured that sometimes I don't know. And I hear somebody say, why is your marriage okay? I don't love him anymore. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. What they're talking about is I don't have feelings for him anymore. But love is beyond feelings. Glory to God. Love is beyond feelings. Love is devotion. Love is decision. Love is devotion. And anywhere there is decision and devotion, emotions follow. Did you get that? You can write that somewhere. Anywhere there is decision and devotion, emotions follow. Is a law. Anything you pay attention to, you develop affection for. That means it starts with a decision. How about you get that? And it's not coming from your head or coming from your emotions. It's coming from your spirit. So you say the fruit of the spirit is love. That's the first thing. And then joy. I'm trying to prove to you that when we talk about rejoicing, look at it from what you feel. Look at it from what you think. Let it be a decision backed by understanding. That look, this joy thing is something that flows out of my spirit based on something that I see. Are we together? Did you get that? So there are Christians who still ask, okay, you want me to praise God? Things are not going well. You are not a Christian. Or at best, you're a baby. You don't understand. I mean, waiting, consign praise and rejoicing with what is happening in your life. Do you understand that in English? It has nothing to do with it. That means whatever is happening around you should not affect your praise and it should not affect your joy. And hence your rejoicing, which is the expression of your joy. It shouldn't. Write this down. I wrote it this way. The foundation of our rejoicing is the finished works of Jesus. That's the foundation of our rejoicing. Finished works of Jesus. Again, let me read my, thank you, Lord. Philippians 3:3. I'll read it again. Philippians 3:3 from TPT. Let me read it for you. Philippians 3:3. Thank you, Lord. Are you blessed? All right. So I say, the foundation of our rejoicing is the finished works of Jesus. It's clear. Quickly. It says, for we are the circumcision which worship God by the Spirit of God. Oh, sorry, this ESV. Sorry about that. Thank you, Lord. Who is blessed? Thank you, Lord. All right. It says, for we have already experienced heart circumcision, and that's a reality. And we worship God in the power and in the freedom of the Holy Spirit, not in laws and religious duties. We are those who boast in what Jesus. We are those who boast in what Christ has done and not in what we can accomplish in our strength. Did you see that? He said we boast in what Christ Jesus has done. If you read in the King James, he said we rejoice in Christ Jesus. We rejoice in Christ Jesus. And this explains it. That rejoicing, okay, is in what Christ Jesus has done. Yes, or let me superimpose them. That means part of the ways we demonstrate our boast in the finished works of Christ is by rejoicing. Did you get that? It's by rejoicing. There's a foundation. It's what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 54. You remember, we read Isaiah 53. For those who are in second service, we read it in the second service. Okay. Isaiah 53. And we saw that through the substitutionary work of Jesus, we have entered into the blessing. Are you here? He was wounded for transgression. He was bruised for iniquities. The punishment for our peace was upon him. By his stripes, we were healed. And we call that the wisdom of the cross. I mean, if you're not around for first and second service, what I'm teaching is different. I do it that way. So you can go and get the materials. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he gives us the basis, what Jesus did. And then Isaiah 54 shows us the blessing because of what Jesus did. In Isaiah 53. Did you see that? He shows us the blessing. And that the first thing he says in appreciating what Jesus did was what? Sing. Oh, come on now. Is somebody here? He says, sing. Sing, O barren. And that is beautiful. I was supposed to have said this in second service. It's coming in third service. It's good. You see, the first blessing of the sacrifice of Jesus, it handled barrenness. It sorted out the fruitfulness that God pronounced in Genesis 1:28. How many of you noticed that? The first thing it does is to handle barrenness. Because one of the things that came upon man because of the fall was barrenness. Why? When the blessing was upon him, what did he say? God blessed them and said, be fruitful. Oh, is somebody catching this? The first manifestation of the blessing is fruitfulness. Therefore, the first manifestation of the blessing of what Christ did to restore man to God's intention was fruitfulness. Did you see that? So he shouted, he says, sing, O barren. Thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and shout aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. And then you read down the blessing of no condemnation, the blessing of righteousness. But the gate into this blessing is rejoicing. It's a sing. Sing. Why? Isaiah 53. Something has happened. Something has happened. This is something you must learn. Listen. When we talk about singing, and by the way, singing is one of the ways we express our joy. Are we together? Through singing, through dancing, through shouting. Laughing is part of it. You just laugh. Somebody say, can I just start laughing? Yes. Is that nothing is making me laugh? The finished works of Jesus is making you laugh. When you saw that himself took, you start laughing. When you saw that by his stripes you were healed, you should laugh. What did he say? He said, why did the heathen imagine vain things? He said, the kings of the earth have come up against the Lord and his anointed. They have imagined vain things. He that sits in the heaven. He that sits in the heaven shall laugh. He says, and the Lord shall have them in derision. That means to laugh with contempt. Ha 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 ha. Glory to God. Sometimes you learn to laugh at symptoms. Am I talking? You learn to laugh at thoughts of impossibilities. Thoughts that are not consistent with what God has said. Laugh. So why are you laughing? So I'm laughing at Satan. I'm laughing at those who have imagined a vain thing against me. That's why I'm laughing. You know that scripture in Psalm 2? It says, he that sits in the heaven shall laugh. It didn't say God shall laugh. Where are you seated? He shall laugh. He's talking about you. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. That scripture covers you. In Job, he says, at destruction. Job chapter 5, verse 21, I believe. He says, at destruction and at famine, you shall laugh. When there's famine, what do? You laugh. You laugh. You laugh. Feko barakapaya. Ah, meko patoska. He said, at destruction and at famine, thou shalt laugh. That's verse 22. Thou shalt laugh. And you shall not be afraid of the beast of the field. There's something to laugh about. Hallelujah. So it's something we must learn to practice. That rejoicing. Have you ever played a song in your room and danced to the Lord? Not dancing in the flesh, dancing to the Lord. You celebrated and danced and rejoiced. Oh boy, you are seeing me here now. That's part of what brought me here. Somebody say, you're shining. Okay, you are blessed. You see, you drive a nice car, you know. See your lovely wife. Okay, you have a nice church. You just have money to do what you need to do. Because you're a pastor, you know, God just decided. See, God, somebody told me, God has decided to just bless you. It's true. The same way God has decided to bless everyone. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms. You know, when a pastor gives testimony, somebody just came and gave me this million to do this just from nowhere. Somebody say, I would like to be a pastor. Should we tell them? You didn't even analyze properly. Listen, nobody is blessed because they are pastors. They are pastors who are blessed, but who don't live like they are blessed. And it's not God's fault. The same way they are Christians who are blessed, who are not living as though they are blessed. It has nothing to do with somebody's a pastor. No. Your practices coming from understanding and revelation. Revelation and understanding. Practice it. You have a basis to rejoice. Rejoice profusely. Dance. In the most uncomfortable situation, dance. So the foundation of our rejoicing is what Jesus has done. Is a cross, like we saw in second service. Isaiah 54 verse 1, we've read it. Hallelujah. Rejoicing is a proof of faith. It is. Quickly, before we rejoice, I'm almost done. Rejoicing is a proof of faith. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 and 9. Rejoicing is a proof of faith. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 and 9. Rejoicing is a proof of faith. Is a proof of faith. You cannot believe without praising and rejoicing. It means you didn't believe. Do you understand? Most times, the first visible expression of our faith is rejoicing. At what? At the word that has come. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word of God comes to impart faith in your heart. What is the first corresponding action? Really, is rejoicing. Is rejoicing. Look at this. It says, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now you see him not, yet, what? Believe in. What follows? You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That means faith should produce rejoicing. He said, guys, you have not seen him yet. Yet believe in, you rejoice. A sad, gloomy face does not paint a picture of a victorious Christian. No. People should not see what you're going through from time to time on your face. No. Not a Christian. No, not a Christian. No, you can't catch me gloomy. No. 1,000 times no. What is happening at home in your bank account should not show on your face because you have an invisible account. No, because you believe in his word. No, what have you believed about this word? Are you convinced? Do you demonstrate confidence in the covenant? We say that's what faith is. Demonstrating confidence in the covenant. And that confidence must be expressed in joy. It's a yet believing. You rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Every day is better for you. You are partying every day. You don't need to invite people. You throw yourself, you bake yourself a cake and throw yourself a party, celebrating the victory of Jesus. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Newsflash, you will go through more things. You know what you need to do? You need to decide that nothing is going to affect your joy. Nothing. Absolutely. Oh, Jerry Savile wrote a book. He said, if Satan cannot steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. How true. If he can't steal your joy, he can't keep your money. If he can't steal your joy, he can't keep your children. If he can't steal your joy, he can't keep your husband or your wife. He can't keep your job. No, he can't keep what belongs to you. No, he can't keep you. What is yours? No. He can't. Rejoice. The songwriter says, even when I don't see what he's doing or something, he never stops. Even when I don't see, you see him walking, thank you. He never stops walking. Do you know that is true? That is a reality. Now, if you have flown in an aircraft before, it doesn't feel like you are moving. Selah. It doesn't feel like you're moving. No, it doesn't feel like you're moving. He doesn't. Until they announce descent. And now I'm prepared for descent. We're about to enter into Heathrow Airport. I say, what? London? How many thousand miles? From Jos. But what happened? You're making progress in the places that matter. Listen. in rejoicing, you make progress in the places that matter. Very soon, they will announce landing. Then you arrive. As I saw, 5,000 miles? In 4 hours? How did this happen? You were flying all along. This is the picture of the Christian. This is the picture of the Christian. Joy. A Christian is not a complainer. When you are complaining too much, pause yourself and switch into rejoicing. Amen. Look for reasons to praise and thank Him. My pastor says, thanksgiving and gratitude is application for more. Application for more. Application for more. You have a reason to thank God. You look for that reason and celebrate. It's a proof of faith. His word has come to you. Is it yet rejoicing? Put it up. Yet rejoicing. Yet believing. You rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Look at verse 9. Receiving. The end of your faith. Even the salvation of your souls. What is he saying? This rejoicing positions you for receiving. Are you getting it? Psalm 106 verse 12. Psalm 106 verse 12. We'll stop here and go into rejoicing. Read it for me. 1, 2, go. Can you see? After they believed the word, what did they do? They sang his praises. After they believed his word, what did they do? Believe they his word and they sang his praise. If you are not singing, you have not believed. If you are still looking around, Pastor laid hands on me, lifting power came upon me. Then maybe it's for marriage. Or you believe God is for marriage. Then the next day, the guy that's around even broke up with you. No, I'm saying something serious. Will you be alarmed? If you understand what I'm saying, you'll not be alarmed. What will you do? You will laugh. You will sing his praises. You will turn to God and say, Father, thank you. Because even when I can't see that you are walking, you never stop walking. Father, thank you because you've gone ahead of me. The Bible says he takes away the first that he may establish the second. I have many stories to tell you in that regard. Many stories, but for another day. Don't cry, oh. Brothers and sisters, if anybody, those of you that are not married yet, anybody jilted you as a man or a woman, never in your life feel sorry for yourself. Never. Never. Ah, no, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know it's hard, but don't do it. Don't do it. Kai, I don't want to enter into stories. If you love God, you're a believer, and nothing happens to you, just start rejoicing. You feel the emotion, just cry, cry. As your kind is smiling, is well. And then go rejoicing. Lift your hands to God and say, Father, thank you. Thank you because you take away the first that you may establish the second. Lord, thank you because you have gone ahead of me. You've made every crooked path straight. Lord, this did not take you by surprise. Lord, you are the only constant in my life. Every other thing is a variable. And sometimes the person may come back, amen. And that can happen. But see, when they are coming back, you are not dependent. In fact, most times you're a better person when they come back. You're a better person. You're better. You are now whole. Amen. Glory to God. They believe this word. What follows? They sang his praises. Even when you don't understand what's going on, praise and rejoice your way into the manifestation of your victory. We read Habakkuk 3:17 down. We read Acts 16 the other day. Amen. We'll read this and then we'll just rejoice and go. Hallelujah. Are you receiving lifting power? That's the emphasis of this third service. And it's upon you. Amen. I am waiting for your testimonies. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for your testimonies. Glory to God. Mighty testimonies. Hallelujah. All right, read this. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat. What is left? The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no head in the stalls. You know what this means? Nothing is working. Nothing is working. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I've told you. You see, what you have, what you don't have, what left you, what came to you, should not affect your joy. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. Learn this thing, Elio. Learn to rejoice. You're a pastor, you're a minister, and it's as though nothing is working. You have tried and tried. And it's as though instead of being fishers of men, you're a keeper of aquarium. It's the same 10 people that come to church every Sunday. Rejoice. You say, Father, thank you for the privilege to preach to 10 people. Lord, thank you. I'll never forget what our prophet said, Dr. Paul. He said, when he just started Dunamis, maybe after some years, he was talking to his spiritual father. He says, that's Bishop. He said, and that the offering, God is helping them, but this offering is not much. The income of church. He said, sit down. He said, okay, so this is the offering for the Sunday. What did you buy? What did you sell? He said, nothing, sir. I just preach. You didn't sell anything, and this came. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Rejoice and thank God for it. You did not buy anything. People by themselves gave offering for church to be run. Be grateful. Do not say, what is this among so many? That was what Philip said. But the same thing that Philip held, 5 loaves and 2 fish, you remember? In John 6. And he says, what is this among so many? Jesus, Kebarataya. The Bible says, Jesus lifted it up and gave thanks. And gave thanks. What happened? 5 loaves, 2 fish is not 5 shadow loaves. Sorry. It's slices he's talking about. Do you understand? Because it says a little boy's lunch. Can a little boy finish 5 loaves in Nigerian loaves as lunch? No. No boy can finish it. 5 slices. Oh, glory to God. He took 5 slices. Is somebody blessed? He took 5 slices of bread with 2 fish. He said, Father, thank you. The Bible says he gave thanks, then broke it and gave the disciples, then the disciples to the people. Don't hold what you have with a defect in your mind. Don't hold what you have with complaining. Rejoice, because God has the ability of multiplying the little that is left. Are you here? God has the ability of improving your life better than you are now. Like I always say, you will not always be like this. Ugly caterpillars, what? Do become beautiful butterflies. Never forget that as long as you live. This is trademark from your pastor. You will not always be like this. Ugly caterpillars, do what? Become beautiful butterflies. Beautiful and flying days are here. And the missing link sometimes is that joy and rejoicing. Is that joy and rejoicing? He said, yet I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk, go back there. I will joy because there's something you have to see. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Who does that? Nothing was working. He said, yet I will rejoice. What did Job say? He said, though he slays me, when nothing was working. Do you understand? When you are going through a lot, at least one person should remain with you is your wife. After the vows, the woman checked out. So Job was left with nothing. Even his wife left. Do you understand? The wife said, curse God and die. He said, no, we can't curse God. He said, you foolish woman, we can't curse God. The woman left him. Amen. He was left alone. He said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. That trust is expressed through rejoicing. He was the one that wrote, at destruction and at famine, you shall laugh. You shall laugh. He got his attitude adjusted later, if you read the book of Job. Rejoice. Do you understand? Be like Jesus. Don't say, what is this among so many? When my mates are wearing designer's clothes, look at what I'm wearing. I have to go to the woods to even pick my own clothes. Rejoice while you are in the woods. Oh, you didn't get that. Until you get to a Gucci shop, rejoice in the woods. You know woods? Katako. You know what happens? Oh, this generation, you don't know the woods. You don't know the woods. Katako, you understand? Woods. No, that fairly used clothes that select iron and dry clean. And then you are looking sharp. Rejoice. Rejoice at whatever stage you are. You see, your mates are doing designer. Some of your mates have been buried. You don't know. Some are in jail. Some are on drugs. In case you don't know. Amen. You don't have mates. When God created you, put you in a class of your own. You don't have mates. Not this, my mate. My mate now. No. Stop that thing. Rejoice where you are. He say, yet I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19. And then we rejoice. Glory to God. The Lord is my strength. You see, remember I said the joy of the Lord is what? Is your strength. That's what I was talking about. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. That means you can leap upon the mountains. He will make me to walk upon my high places. To the chief singer on my string instrument. Rise to your feet. Hallelujah. Miracles happen when we rejoice. Amen. Miracles happen. Now, that lifting power that is in the air, all that you have received, let's rejoice in it. Can we rejoice in that? Now, this is how we're going to do it. Just package your offering.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.